Formation Money, The Visual Takeover, Press Play, and Steven Speaks, Today on the Beat.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey.
Who is that?
Sure. Right.
Damn, you so fine. What's your name? Girl, that is so right. It's a shame.
Okay.
Don't get mad. I just want to share your space. I can't
go ahead and take
girl,
it back, my brother. What's going on, y'all? We tuned into The Beat today. We switching it up a little bit. I'm your host, Mr. Carter, holding it down for Jesse and Queen. Yeah. They're not in the building today, but you already know we got our favorite girl,
your
Sia,
favorite
in the building.
Girl in the building.
What's going on?
What's
going
guys?
On? And we got Mr. Steven Russell Speaks in the house with us. What's going on? Thanks for joining us, my brother.
Glad
appreciate
to be
it. Appreciate it.
Excited about the show today.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it, y'all. Starting off with Miss Beyonce.
Yes.
Of course,
let's
she's always the topic of discussion.
This Formation World Tour.
Have y'all seen the tour? Anybody went?
I haven't. I didn't go to the show. I hate that I didn't go to the show. Mm. But I heard that it was just out of here. Wow. Yeah, you know, Beyonce shows up and shows out, y'all.
Clearly, right? Clearly, right? With the big screen. I heard this was the first tour that she really kind of did something different. Mm-hmm. Because I've never been to any of the tours, but I've seen all of them on DVD.
Yeah.
Because you always know she always drops them on DVD.
Yeah.
So shout out to the fact that.
If it was anything like her BET Award performance, it probably was more. But at the BET Awards, I did get to see her
a
there.
Glimpse,
and
right.
It was like, man, it was crazy. It was
she's
really
awesome.
Crazy.
Well, shout out to her Formation Tour. It looks like she's doing big numbers. It looks like her Formation Tour has now grossed $210 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And counting. The tour's not even done, y'all. Shout out to the fact that it's not even done.
$210 million,
y'all.
Wow.
Who does
You're
that?
Like my dream.
I mean, who runs those type of numbers on a tour, though? Like,
yeah.
Nobody.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. There's no other way.
And peep this. She's going on a brief hiatus, and the tour is going to resume on September 7th. So she got a couple weeks off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And she's going to, you know, recuperate, do her thing.
Dang, is she
and then she's coming
back to
right
LA?
Back. I don't know.
That's a good
we question
gotta
though.
See that, y'all.
We gotta see y'all if she's coming back to LA. Because if she's coming back to LA, then I need to go and see this big rotating screen that she got.
$10 million.
Okay, for real, for
Each
real.
Show get better.
Man.
Okay, no, but I'm sure it's worth the money. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really sure
it's worth the money after all the little
she
video clips,
show.
Right? Mm-hmm. That we didn't see on Snapchat and Insta Snap and stuff. I'm sure that we'll definitely see something good. So I know Sia, you got something coming up called Press Play. You know,
I
we
do.
Talked about it on a couple episodes.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to one of them.
Yes.
It was a wonderful experience, y'all. So talk about your next upcoming one, please.
Okay, so Press Play is on next Thursday, actually, the 25th. I'm really excited about this one. I'm still like in the beginning stages of putting it all together and just really making it just a dope environment for everybody. So each one, I'm like switching it up, adding a little bit, changing, you know. So I'm really excited about this one. We got a couple people that's gonna, you know, I'm not gonna release any names, but I am gonna start saying who's featured. But not right now. We got Steven Speaks, a part of Press Play as well.
Yes.
That's really like the whole element. Like adding Steven Speaks really brings
The
vision of Press Play.
Y'all don't
Play
understand.
Together.
Y'all don't understand. The previous, the one that I had the privilege to go and enjoy, when this man spoke, y'all, it really, really blessed my life. Like, y'all don't understand. You just don't understand. You have to be there to really receive the message, like, for real.
So if you're in LA,
real,
make sure
y'all.
You guys come. We're going to get into it a little bit later on and talk details.
And
I'm going to
definitely
Mrs.
post
Steve.
That up on the Instagram page. So y'all get ready. We definitely going to post up the deets.
Yeah. So I guess we're just going to get into these videos. So what we do, just to give you a rundown, is we're going to watch a couple videos. And I just want your honest opinion. You know, tell us what you think. If it's hot, if it's not, whatever. Just okay. Whatever you think.
Now, just to be clear, I didn't choose these videos, okay? Sometimes, like Queen say, sometimes these videos be a little crazy, Jesse y'all. Y'all know, y'all viewers out there, y'all already know, Jesse be picking some bizarre stuff. But sometimes he picks some really, really good stuff, too. So shout out to you, Jesse. You already know. We holding it down
holding
in the building.
Damn.
So we're going to get these videos up. The first video we have today is by an artist named Antonio Barnes. Okay. And the song is titled Insecurity. So let's peep it.
Yeah, I was saying, he kind of popping. Hey, hey. I see him with his moves, though. Okay. Okay, let me be quiet.
Yeah. Is that Thriller?
Right. All right, y'all. So that was Antonio Barnes, Insecurity. Okay, so shout out to the dance moves and the beat drop. Whoever produced that beat was hot. And Insecurities, that's a deep message, you know, because a lot of people deal with insecurities,
all
y'all.
The time.
It's an everyday struggle for a lot of people. So shout out to him bringing that message to life.
How did you feel about the video?
I loved it. I really loved the black and white.
Okay.
And in the beginning, I was a little confused with the message, with the kind of the way where it started, with him sitting down. I don't know if that was a guy. It was a guy sitting down, but was it another guy standing up?
It looked like
another guy. So what was the message there?
Yeah,
what? He was being rejected.
Mm.
The guy in the chair was being rejected.
Okay.
Mm. There you have it, y'all.
Okay, what'd you think?
I like the message. I like the concept.
Okay.
I like the track. Like you said, the music was really good.
When that beat dropped, I was like, okay.
It sounds good. You know, it sounds good, man. You know.
And what you think, Bo?
I like. You know, I'm just like, I just to each his own, I think that, you know, as long as people doing what they love and they rocking with it, that's all that matters. Because my opinion doesn't matter at the end of the day. But I do have the mic, so.
That part.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was okay.
For sure, for sure. So we all here for it. So shout out to you, Antonio Barnes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get into the next video. We have an artist by the name of Joyner Lucas. And the song is titled, I'm Sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's beat.
Go ahead and call me a coward. Say that I'm not strong because I'm not like you. Go ahead and call me crazy because I live in a maze. Tell me, how about you? I think I live in my head. Sometimes I think that I'm dead. I hide behind my youth. No, I've been losing my mind and I'm a little behind. Step aside my shoes because I never been happy with myself. And I don't need no one feeling bad for me. Trying to offer me pity and throw jabs at me. Want to give me advice and then laugh at me behind closed doors. Just close the door and let me be by myself.
Wow.
Just me and myself.
First time
I'm trying to live
when
I cry. Hair is easy to die. I want to see for myself. And I know that sounds crazy to everyone else, but I'm depressed as fuck, stressed as fuck. Ain't no medicine that can cure what's intense as drugs I need extra love, and that ain't even enough. So that ain't even enough, and where the fuck is God? Damn. Maybe I ain't believing enough, but today we gonna see if he's real. And if he is, then I guess I'm probably going to hell.
Chills,
look, I ain't wanna die like this. I ain't picturing my life like this. They don't know what it's like this. Pretending I'm happy so I can smile like this and laugh like you. Sometimes I wonder if I ever act like you. Could I finally fit in and maybe relax like, ooh? Or would you feel lost without me? Because honestly, I think the world is better off without me. And my mind's spinning. This is the line finished. Truth is, I don't care how they feel about my feelings. I made up my mind. I'm going now like Robin Williams. I guess I'm not the ordinary people of John Legend. And I've been suicidal since the day I was 9. Shit. Okay, the day I was 9, I've been tired of being bullied, couldn't stay out the fire. Grandma told
me I should
take
Joyner Lucas, I'm sorry.
Yo, I want the video to keep playing.
For real, y'all.
I got chills,
like,
y'all.
Wow. I'm speechless. That's
Joyner
deep.
Lucas, I need you. We need to connect. You're amazing.
Wow. Yo, that was deep, yo.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say neither.
Other than so many people can probably relate to that. So many people can feel that, just pretending, and not necessarily pretending, but
pretending.
So much we try to everybody just like hold it together. Mm. Yeah, and it's like we go through so much shit, you know. So that record was crazy, yeah. Right,
you
there.
Know that
the
came
video
from a real deep place.
The video.
That's really awesome.
What you think, Steve?
I thought it was amazing.
Whoa.
I thought it was amazing. I'm actually speechless. It's creative. You know, you don't expect to see too much difference in things these days, you know. But that was original, man. And the lyrics were amazing. So,
yeah.
I give that one a 10.
Heck yeah.
Yes. Super Joyner, 10. We are here for that, my brother. Mm-hmm. And if you are in LA, I'm going to try to book you.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. All right. So, we got this next video by a group called Western. But their name is kind of in all caps, so I'm assuming it might be WSTRN, but we'll see. But the song is called A-List, so y'all peep.
I'm just in my zone, yeah, yeah. Hey. I wanna know what your name is. Put you in a song, make you A-List. You could be the one who could say, ooh. Why you acting like you don't know what your name is? You've been trying to fight it for ages. What your name is? I'ma make you
is
say
that Drake?
I wanna know what your name is and what your name means.
Like I'm
we got a lot of time on the A-ings. We can live our life in the mainstream.
Yeah, from Europe.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to click clack, hit that. I'm trying to hit that big back, big fat, sweet tunes, give you big plaque, okay. Fist that. Tell the truth, baby, switch that. We'll back, big bang, baby. Cut style on them, you know I'm the man, baby. So I gotta send a shout out to my fans, baby. You know what I'm on, put you in a song. Doing what I can so I can't go wrong. I told you my name's, I can't tell me yours, baby. We can go home, I know.
All right, y'all, so that was Western, you know, A-List. That song is straight up fresh for the summer.
Okay.
I'm all here for it. The video is beautiful. The colors.
Yeah, the colors.
They all
pop.
Look fly in their colors.
They look
the
like they
pink,
having fun.
That red, that blue, they having fun. Shout out to the islands, okay, whether it was green screen or not. Yeah, I'm here for that. What you think, C?
Sia or Steve?
Sia.
I like. It's so many artists out in the world that you just... I've never heard of any of the artists on this list other than Shaggy. Is this original Shaggy?
Like, we don't find out. I don't know. But, but like some new, right.
But you
I
know
feel
what
you.
I'm saying?
You,
like it's
you.
So many artists in the world. So I just love seeing this. Jesse always picks dope people. So
shout
I'm for it.
Jesse.
What you think?
I thought it was nice. I like the colors. The whole concept, the whole approach brings like a freshness. Even the sound of the music is fresh.
It reminds me of something,
you know?
Too. It's familiar.
It's helping us get away from the music we're stuck in. I know that's
man. Right? The trap.
Like, no.
You spoke about that. We're not going to get into that. But for another conversation. But on to the next. We're going to go ahead and go into the next video. LOL at this one, Jesse. I had already told you I had to laugh at this one because the way this dude, like, start the video, y'all, is hilarious. But shout out to the creativity. Because your mind really has to be going to really kind of start your video off like this.
Okay.
I thought it was hilarious. So, y'all, peep it. His name is I Am Retro Kid, and the song is titled You Good.
Okay.
That chill shit, surreal shit. I smoke no pills, bitch. When I get on the beat, I
clear
shit. I'm
Jesse was on.
Like a little bitch. Now twerk that, put your leg up, girl. Show me how you do it, put your leg up, girl. Hit that, put your leg up, girl. Swing your hair, put your leg up, girl. Come and party, bring a bottle in your bag. Dancing in the moonlight, getting tipsy, no class.
Let me tell you, the clothes we wear is out.
My mama taught me well, sipping on some champagne. Everything is so swell. If you cute and you fly, throw your hands up to the sky. If you're ugly, it's okay. All you gotta do is smile. No shit.
Ugly. I can't. I love him.
Smash the place. When I get up in here, I'ma trash the place. Start a riot, shake that ass. Put the
he grooving
in the trash. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N. I got money, keep your sausage.
Hey.
Intuition, common sense. You is smart, you is kind, and you
I
gotta
have to do a video
behind.
Like this. It's grooving,
like
man. All right, y'all. So that's I'm Retro Kid. You good? So again, y'all see why I laughed out loud, literally, because it's hilarious. But the creativity, y'all. Like,
yeah.
I mean, shout out to it. It's amazing.
And the level the quality, of energy.
Yeah, I mean, the energy, everything is there. Yeah. The clubs, y'all, would wear this song out. It's a feel-good song. It's a party song. It make you laugh. It make you dance.
Yeah,
it's
he everything. Is a fool. I love that.
It's everything. What you think, Steve?
I liked it. I like the energy.
Yeah.
You know, that, I've just been waiting for something new, just to hear new talent do something different. And I like that. You know, he took it back to the 80s with the beat, but, you know, the flow was hot.
Overall.
The whole vibe was cool.
He was grooving.
Yeah, he was turned.
Shout out to you, Iron Retro Kid. Hot video. All right, so we're going to get into the next one. Her name is Mai Kino, and the song is titled The Waves.
Oh, I've tried to show them places, but they said eyes closed, shivering through the cold. Now the waves are coming in packs. I just hope that they'll hold on to something true, and I wish they knew. He is the only time I know. Gather all those spaces in between your soul. Now is the only time you know.
All right, so that's Mai Kino, The Waves. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. She reminds me a lot of Banks. Mm-hmm. I love
Banks. This video is crazy.
It's crazy, but you know what? It's very abstract, I kind of want to say. So I love it. It reminds me of Banks, and I love Banks. Anybody know, like, I'm here for Banks. Yeah, anybody who follows me on social media, I'm here for Banks. So I love it. Mai Kino, I'm with it.
Videos y'all like that are just so inspiring. Like, I like seeing things and videos and artwork and stuff that inspires me. Like, ooh.
Especially you know? When you make your body the mural.
That's hot.
Market, that's the greatest way to market yourself as an artist. Make the video where it's just you. It's really, really smart. Yeah. I think that's awesome right there. That's very creative.
Word. All right, so last video, y'all, we're going to get into somebody that we all know. Shout out to Mr. Boombastic, Shaggy. Hey. Shaggy's
Mr.
new song,
Boombastic.
That Love. Let's check it out.
You got the loving that I need. Baby, let me plant the seed. You got the loving that I need.
You need your dinner, Miss. It's real good dinner. So shout out to Shaggy, that love though.
I like this.
Yeah,
this
I'm
so
here
fun.
For it. Mr. Shaggy's back.
That's what music needs, some real like
60s baby.
Fun. Yeah, it does remind me of that.
Is it just me or does anybody else want a part two of me? Right. Yeah, I kind of want a part two. Part two or like at least a newer version with maybe somebody younger. You feel me? Who can get it? Like who can sing it though? Like we need a part two of that. I would be so here for that, y'all.
Yeah.
So shout out to Shaggy That Love, new single. This is the part where we get into our special guest.
Yes. So this guest that we have here today is more special than you guys may know. but before I get into just how special, I'll just talk a little bit about his musical background. he was the lead singer, or is the former lead singer of 1990s group Troop.
Troop.
they had hits like All I Do, Spread My Wings, Mamacita, so many hit records. Writer, producer, he's written some of your favorite songs for sure. Chris Brown, Take You Down, No Air, Jordan Sparks, Ruben Studdard, Charlie Wilson, Fantasia, Aretha Franklin,
Tyree,
Marcus Houston,
Omarion, yes. everybody that you can think of. This gentleman has had the pleasure of working with and blessing. And he just so happens to be my dad, Turner. Hello. Mi padre, forget you. Nah, but I'm really excited that he was able to join us today. So talk to us, tell us a little bit about what's going on now.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming, my brother.
Today, I still write. Okay. I still do music. But over the last 5 years, I took a little time away from the music to focus more on my studies, just re-educate myself about some real issues and real things, just of life in general,
Yeah.
We come up under so many perceptions and other people's sayings
Way
and ideas, So I just wanted to just take a look into all that. So that's about it. I've just been creating a new industry for myself, doing speaking engagements. I fell in love with just sharing information, especially with the younger generations, I feel like with a certain kind of information, I could change something, we could do something
new.
It's like older people always say, if I knew then what I know now, and I'm putting that into action by giving the youth what I know, so it's like.
So where are some of the places that you've maybe spoken at previously or that you have coming up, like speaking engagements?
Well, most have been here. Sure. My first one was the awesome Press Play.
That was the first?
Y'all, that was the first official.
Experience.
Yes. So yeah. You got a sneak peek.
Again, y'all, that was life-changing.
And Charleston
Seriously.
House.
Yes, Charleston
so
House.
So few dates.
Yeah. They're coming in more and more. Everybody knows me as the singer, songwriter, producer.
Yeah.
So when you're boxed in like that, it's kind of hard for people to see you as something else. So gradually, surely... I'm coming around with the speaking and stuff. Yeah.
Good.
So that's where Stephen Speaks comes in.
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about Stephen Speaks,
Well, Stephen Speaks is, I guess it's sort of like an alter ego from the music guy, Like Stephen Speaks is really not about the music and the entertainment.
Whatsoever. Life and shit, the real shit.
You want to know the truth? Ask Stephen Speaks. It's my new passion, I grew up loving music, wanting to be like Michael Jackson, and I accomplished all of my goals practically with music. I did everything that I said I wanted to do, that I set out to do. And now my passion is spreading information. Mm-hmm. The music business allowed me to have hundreds of hours of study time.
Yeah.
To really, really do research and re-educate myself, when I found out that my mom and my grandmom lied to me about Santa Claus, I didn't trust anything anymore. I've just been questioning everything for years, and once I got in the music business, that really allowed me time to really, really study. So Stephen Speaks is just 16, 17 years later.
Yeah.
Ready to open his mouth and spread the word. I got to tell you something. We missed something.
Right.
And it's perfect because the time is now.
Yes, for sure.
It could not have came at a more perfect time.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that the time is now.
Me too.
Very glad.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I just am so grateful. If that is can sum it up in one word, I'm just so grateful to just have somebody in my life that cares enough to really make sure that that I know something.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm not just out here in the world, and not even just me as his daughter, but like he said, everybody, you know, and that's where Press Play, you know, comes, where Steven Speaks and Press Play come together. Because I feel like with this generation and music being what we do, it's just all we know, it's perfect. You know, it's just like, we have the power now to really make a difference.
Yeah.
We are the creators. Everybody in the world loves music.
Yes.
Everybody listens to music.
Yes.
You know, so if we're the creators of the music that everybody's listening to, if I'm writing your favorite song, I need to be in a certain vibration, in a certain alignment, so that you receive what you need from me anyways, and the record, you know? And two, just as creators, we want to be in the right place, you know?
It's true.
So I think that that's so awesome. I mean, man.
That's pretty awesome. You know, I've noticed there's a difference in speaking to my age group and your age group, you know. And
now, because, see, you're not the first elder, you know, my elder. I'm not
speaking
on age,
but
you're not the first that has said that. And I want to kind of grasp what you mean. Is it something in our expressions, in our body language that's different than, you know, people in your age? Is it that they don't want to hear it, we receive it? Like, how is that?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm finding is there's a shift taking place universally. There's a shift taking place, and there are more people opening up and opening themselves up to receive and learn some new stuff. But in my generation, that's limited because we're just as indoctrinated as our grandparents were.
Ways,
we're really set in our ways. We took on the beliefs and the perceptions of our elders more than they did, you know. So your generation, you guys are not as indoctrinated. And even if you are growing up in an indoctrinating environment, you're still open. It's just the new generation.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear some real shit. So, and what I love about it is when the youth, when they hear it, they get it.
Yeah, they're not like, what?
Yeah, right. This is like, not a confused generation.
But that's what I love.
But it
so
also
much
exactly
about
you
Steven
because
Speaks
you give it to us in a way that we can understand
that we can
it.
Exactly.
And
we feel it.
Exactly.
It's like, ouch,
man.
And that's important.
That it
way
is.
For
it really is important.
6 years, and you just gave me the answer.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Because see, a lot of people's approach when speaking to people, I've noticed there's an etiquette. And of course, we want to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're trying to, it's like discipline. When you're trying to make something out of your child, discipline is necessary.
Yeah,
correct.
Period. Mm-hmm. So for me, I like to speak in a way where it's not about sugarcoating it or making sure that you feel a certain safe. I would like for you to accept
to
and be open.
Saying.
Yeah. here you go.
It is not about how you feel. Trust me.
Right. If that's the
we're going to even talk about feelings and what they are.
Right.
If,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait. I'm so excited for this next Press Play, y'all.
It's really
I am
gonna be
so
awesome.
Excited. I can't wait.
Me too. Me too.
It's really, really going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. Me too.
Big time. So what's the date again?
August 25th, next Thursday,
next
at the Sound Temple in North Hollywood. If you guys are watching, you can RSVP at info@thesoundtemplela.com.
For sure, y'all.
Yes.
So make sure y'all get that info
next
Thursday.
Yes.
Press Play. You don't want to miss it.
No.
And another thing, is anything going to be recorded? Because the message needs to be recorded and at least shared on like YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Because if people are not there, people need to hear the message.
I'm
for
still
real,
trying
y'all.
To figure out a way that I want to do that.
Okay.
Because I think that the message is valuable.
It is.
And I don't want to just...
Oh, but I understand. Okay.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I get that, too.
I feel like...
we can market
that
Yes.
I feel like you should show up. You know what I mean?
I feel that, too.
I feel like, of course, if you don't know about it, then you don't know about it. But the message, it's out there.
It's like,
you know?
If you're supposed to be there,
you're
going to
be
there.
You know?
It's
your
true.
Energy,
it's
listen,
true.
Energy, your
you
energy
That's
will draw
truth.
You there.
Mm-hmm.
The Press Play that he did speak at. So many people were like, oh my gosh, I almost didn't even come to this tonight, but something just told me, let me get up and get in my car and drive 30 minutes to the Sound Temple. You know, so many people like, something just told me, something kept telling me I needed to be here, and I haven't been the same ever since.
Ever since.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
That's what it's truth. About. That's weird. Awesome. You know what touching blew me and changing away? Lives one by one.
What blew me away was I've performed all over the world several times over. And to see everybody at the press play, like no one left until we personally met.
Yeah.
That's I shook true. Hands with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to say what's up, you know.
I love that.
And a couple people got so serious at one point, I started talking to people personally on accident. So that's pretty cool.
Something, you know? Yeah.
You know, hey, it gets serious when you're being used, man.
Yeah,
you
for
never
real.
Know.
For real. For real.
That's so why I say come with an open mind, you know. There's so much
to
that
gain.
We, yeah, there's so much that we've missed along the way of life from your parents' parent to you. You've gained integrity, this and that, and responsibility. You've gained so many things to help you get by and survive. But there's key things that we've missed.
Yeah. Key.
On how to live and what life is really about and how important self is the entire way. You know what I mean? Somehow we live in this flesh, but we have put it to the side and exist. I don't
in
know.
Some it's, fantasy.
Yes, plan. Yes, yes, yes.
It's know. Wherever our mind. I don't know.
Other people's opinions matter too much.
Too much.
That's really
way
one of the main.
Much.
Yeah, that's really
that's
main
a sin. That's a sin.
It's really
if you want to give definition to a word, sin is caring about what other people think.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. And it don't get no more real than that.
Yeah.
Mm. So if y'all want any more of this wonderful knowledge,
go
y'all
got
to come to the press because we can go all day because it gets really real. But before we get into our special performance from friend of the show, Mr. Gabe Rowland, I do want to give a special thank you and shout out to Queen and Jesse for
Jessie.
Allowing me to host the show today. Very, very much appreciated. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you
guys make sure that y'all can follow us at BHL The Beat across the board on all social media. Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter. I also just launched my personal website, MrCarter.com. So y'all go peep that.
Click, click, click.
Where can everybody follow you, see?
You guys can follow me at Sia Amun, SIAAMUN on all social media, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, everything.
Okay, and everyone can follow me on Instagram at Stephen Russell Hearts. Also, Stephen_speaks. We keep it very real there. And on Twitter at Steve Russell Hearts, RUSELHARTS. And I love you.
Yes, sir. And make sure y'all leave us some comments, too, on the YouTube for new music videos so we don't always have Jesse picking the videos. We want to know what y'all want to hear and want to see. And without further ado, I bring y'all Gabe Rowland performing Point Guard.
Yeah.
This is what I want from you. Yeah. Listen. Your body move like the ocean. I could tell by the way that you're rolling. Ooh, girl, you know you're so perfect. Whatever you do, you deserve it. Yeah. Ooh, you're so cool and you know it. I can tell by the way that you're rolling. So hard for me to get focused. Cause it's so hard on me, did you notice? Cause I really want you to stay. Tell me what you want, we can do it all day. So ooh, for the right. Give me quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime, dime. Yeah. And tell me what you want, okay. Lying on my back, you can sit to my face. And ooh, for the right. Give me quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime, dime. Pass it to me like a boinga, boinga. Want your booty like a boinga, boinga. What you doing got me so what, so what? Cause you move it like a porn star, porn star. Pass it to me like a boinga, boinga. Want your booty like a boinga, boinga. What you doing got me so what, so what? Like a porn star, yeah. Give me quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. 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 Go down, yeah.
Yeah. Quarter, nigga, dime, dime. Yeah. Couple more shots in me. I think we mix the drinks, Grey Goose and Henny. I feel the fire just like Sansa Mendelai. You the one that I desire. Ain't nobody getting tired in with you, you. So tell me if you're still with me. And we can run the city cause they always run for you, 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 you. Tell me if you like it, yeah. Cause I really want you to stay. Tell me what you want, we can do it all day. So ooh, feel the right Give me quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime, dime. Yeah, and tell me what you want, okay. Lying on my back, you can sit on my face. Ooh, feel the right Give me quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime, dime. Press it to me like a boinga, boinga. Like a boinga, boinga. What you do, you got me so on. So could you move it like a boinga? Listen to me like a boinga, boinga. What you doing like a boinga, boinga? Cause you know you got me so hard. So why could you move it like a porn star? Give me, quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. Give me, quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. Give me, quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me, quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. Give me, quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. Give me, quarter, quarter, nickel, nickel, dime. Dime, dime, yeah, yeah, yeah. Darling, you, yeah. Like a boinga, like a boinga, yeah, 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 yeah. Feel the right, oh, oh no, dime, dime, yeah.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.